This is CPR News. I'm Mike Lamp. Coloradans are seeing the effect of February's cold weather in their energy bills, and state regulators are investigating. CPR's Miguel Otárola reports one animal shelter in Golden was shocked to see their gas bill.
The staff at Foothills Animal Shelter is busy taking in cats and dogs, giving them medical care, and putting them up for adoption. Executive Director Connie Howard wasn't worried about how much she spent to keep the animals warm. Then she saw her gas bill for February.
I was a bit taken aback, to say the least.
Her gas company, Wood River Energy, charged her more than $21,000. That's 7 times higher than the shelter's typical gas bill.
It's blown my budget for our gas for the year.
The surge in prices happened during a cold snap over President's Day weekend. The freezing temperatures didn't cause major outages in Colorado, but they did spark a bidding war for natural gas among utilities. Many customers and businesses like the Foothills Animal Shelter are now stuck with enormous bills. Wood River President Mark Peter says he was shocked by the increase in prices. The company spent as much on natural gas during those 4 days in February as it normally spends during an entire winter.
It has been a terrible event for us, and it's been a terrible event for some of our customers.
Howard says Wood River never warned her about the surge in natural gas prices. Had she known, she would have closed her offices, moved animals into fewer rooms, and shut off the shelter's heated garage. Peter says the company could be liable if they ask customers to turn down their heat when it's freezing out. The Colorado Public Utilities Commission is investigating how utilities spend so much money on natural gas over the weekend. Commissioner John C. Gavin says many customers would have wanted to help bring down those costs.
No longer can we consider that this is purely something that should be borne by the ratepayer. Being able to respond to extreme weather events is really going to be part of your cost of doing business.
Howard will have to dip into savings to pay for the shelter's February gas bill. She'd hope to use that money to buy a new van to pick up animals from other states. After CPR News reached out to Wood River Energy, the utility offered to cut the shelter's daily gas cost for the month by 20% and split the bill over the rest of the year. Howard accepted the offer and will be on a fixed gas price until her contract ends next year. I'm Miguel Otárola, CPR News.
And I'm Mike Lamp. It's 8:34. This is CPR News.